always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
On Tuesday, Governor Parsons signed two bills into law, one of them being Senate Bill 727. Governor Parsons said in a statement Tuesday that he has, quote, always and will always support Missouri teachers. Since the beginning of our administration, we've looked at ways to increase teacher pay and reward our educators for the hard work they do. And this legislation helps us continue that progress. The signing of Bill 727 comes despite concerns from Northeast Missouri districts. Just last week, Superintendents Andy Turgeon of Knox County R1, Robert Webb of Kirksville R3, and Susan Johnson of Hannibal School District all co-signed a letter of opposition addressed to Governor Parson.
5:28 on the Tim Jones and Chris Arp show, and Senate Bill 727, I know a issue that is very close to your heart, Tim, has become law. And we have the perfect person to talk about that with us on the line. He is Peter Franson, Associate Executive Director of Children's Education Alliance of Missouri, or SEAM. Peter, before we start here, I want to apologize to you in advance if I call you Peter Frampton. As a child of the 70s, I have those sound. They sound the same to me. So I apologize if I call you Peter Frampton.
That's good. That's all right. I will take it, Chris. It's good to be here with you.
Excellent. So tell us about Senate Bill 727. And as that report stated, the administrators there in Northeast Missouri who are unhappy with it, why are they?
Well, why they are is unknown to me, but I know that if you are, if you're pleasing everybody, then you're probably not doing your job. So, I don't think that we can let perfect be the enemy of good. You know, we've got to create change in education, and Senate Bill 727 goes a long way toward doing that, because it is, my understanding, the largest education bill that's been passed in quite some time. And it touches on a lot of things, including things that, our organization and the parents that we work with were really happy to see happen.
Mm-hmm. Peter, Tim Jones here. It's great to speak with you, my friend. It's been a long time, too long. There's been a lot of criticism directed at this bill, as it doesn't go far enough versus all of the pay-fors that were in the bill. I would tend to disagree with that, because my understanding is if you really look at what happened in this bill, it is a actual massive expansion of the Education Savings Account Program. Could you talk about what the Education Savings Account Program, we call it ESAs, kind of like an HSA for education. What is it? How does it work? And do you agree that this is actually a significant step forward for more school children to get a better education in the state of Missouri?
Oh, I mean, 100%, Tim. And, it's incredible that, what's now called Most Dollars, the ESA program, once it made its way to the treasurer's office where it's run out of, we call it Most Scholars. And that program initially in 2021 was available to students in specific geographies, charter counties. There's about three of those or four of those, and municipalities with over 30,000. And that's now been expanded statewide. So students across Missouri are eligible for the program. What happens is that a parent who wants to make a different choice for their child, whether that's, in particular for Most Scholars, it looks at kids with IEPs, which are individualized education plans, so kids with special needs, and low-income families. And so they have the opportunity to apply for a Most Scholar scholarship, and then that comes to them in the form of an ESA. Like you said, there's an actual savings account that is controlled by the parents, and most of them, I would say, are choosing to use that ESA for private school tuition. And so already in just the first couple of years, we've seen over 1,100 students, and now the number, I'm sure, keeps climbing, utilize that program. And we are just hearing so many amazing stories from families, whose kids' lives are being transformed because of it. And this new iteration, these changes from Senate Bill 727, they increase the cap on the funding mechanism, which people may not realize. You know, there's a lot of people who are like, well, you know, that's tax money going to private schools. What it really is we're using tax credits to incentivize individuals in Missouri and corporations, anyone with a tax liability, to donate to a scholarship group. And they do, in return, get a tax credit for doing that. And then that money is distributed by these education, these scholarship granting organizations, or EAO, education assistance organizations, to get the scholarships out to the students.
We're speaking with Peter Franson. He's the Associate Executive Director of Children's Education Alliance of Missouri. You know, Peter, we all want, our ultimate goal is for school choice to be all around the state, not in a few counties. But what is the next step on the education reform movement? What is the most doable here?
Well, that's a, you know, let me look into my crystal ball. It's tough to say. I mean, it's amazing to me that these ESAs, that most scholars, is a reality. You know, as you guys know, it's tough to pass legislation, but we had so many parents speaking with so many legislators and the governor advocating, you know, for this. There's still room, though. I mean, this bill, 727, now allows charter public schools to open freely in Boone County. So that's a step forward. They're still not available in the rest of the state, although there's more places that would like to see it be a possibility. We haven't really had seen open enrollment, which would be a form of public school choice where we have to pay less attention to, you know, current district boundaries, and families are able to, you know, enroll sometimes to a school that's closer to them or more convenient or fits the needs of their child. So that's a form of public school choice that we don't have yet, and that's happening all around the country as well. So I hope that that's something that we see new.
Yeah, Peter, you just made reference to the subject of my next question. This is a nationwide movement, isn't it? And Missouri needs to make sure it doesn't get left behind in the dust, right? Because we've got some real leadership-minded governors, Kim Reynolds to our north in Iowa, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She's made education choice expansion one of her cornerstones down in Arkansas. The governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt, I know has been very active on this front. In Tennessee, Bill Lee, you know, so on and so forth. So Missouri, you know, I feel like we already are behind. I think we made a good step forward this year. But this is going to be an issue that's going to continue to lure parents out of Missouri into other states with more educational choices if we don't remain competitive, right, with our eight neighbors.
I definitely feel that way. And not only that, you know, people can try to paint the idea of school choice one way or another. But I know through my work that people who understand school choice are parents who are concerned about their kids. And when you look at, you know, impartial polls about this, most Americans support the idea of school choice, like upwards of 70%. And that's among independents and Democrats, 80% among Republicans. People do support this idea. It's just, you know, there can be vocal opposition from the establishment. And, you know, that's what they see as their job, is to maintain that monopoly of just having only the public schools in their current form, when we really have to rethink this whole thing. And that's to your point. I mean, Missouri in this case, you know, is kind of in the middle of the pack, but this Senate Bill 727 really moves us along. The expansion of charter schools moves us along. I think that we really have to kind of reimagine what education looks like and how people can access it and where kids can go to school, instead of just having this kind of one-size-fits-all approach. And that's what I think so many people find appealing about it.
Again, we're speaking with Peter Franson. He's Associate Executive Director of the Children's Education Alliance of Missouri. Peter, give us the history of SEEM. How was it founded? And give us your background in the education reform movement.
I mean, my background in the reform movement really did start with SEEM, but that came after 25 years of working in and around public schools, mostly in St. Louis, working with mentoring programs, working with young people, and just seeing the challenges that families were facing when it came to education, how families were treated when they were trying to deal with issues with their kids. And then this kind of, there was no choice. It was just, sorry, this is the best we can do. And school choice is empowering for families, and I think it puts everyone on notice that you can't just phone it in. You can't just accept, you can't just, you know, take student enrollment for granted. You can't just take those kids for granted showing up with, you know, this certain amount of funding for your school. And it's so much about money, of course, but I just think it's a game changer. So our organization, SEAM, has been around for since 2006. It started as kind of a small organization with just some lone staff and people who were, you know, concerned about the issue. And since then, we've done so much to get parents and amplify parent voices and really empower parents through our advocacy training to make them effective advocates and to be able to tell their stories. And we just hear so often from legislators how valuable that has been, you know, the parent voice, the end user, what is their experience? What are they asking for? What kind of solutions do they want? And so I'm just so proud to be able to, you know, bring that to the public discourse, bring it to the legislature. And so that's what our organization is doing. And we do that with parents, guided by parents. And I'm just so proud that, you know, this year that this big change has happened. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Peter, so what's next? I know there's some real educational reform, educational choice champions in both the House and the Senate. Some of them I know are hoping to go from the House to the Senate in this election year. And I think they want to continue to expand upon the good work that's been done. So what's next? And number two, maybe dispel the myth that this is all designed to destroy public schools. This is designed to make public schools better, isn't it?
I think it's going to, honestly, Tim, I mean, this is a tough pill for people to swallow if they're on the inside in the establishment. But, and I would just tell you, Tim, I mean, yes, it's not a plot. It's not a plot to destroy public schools. I'm a product of public education. I think it served me well. But I also recognize that, you know, like I was saying before, one size does not fit all. And it does. Yes, it is going to improve public education just for those reasons that we see how big the establishment has gotten. We see how much of our budget goes into traditional public school districts, and the return just doesn't seem right to me. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think we do have to put people on notice that you've got to I don't want to necessarily use these terms, but provide a product. You've got to do what you do in such a way that kids are learning and they want to come to your schools. Because if you don't, there's going to be choices. Parents can say, well, it's really not working for my kid. We're not making any accommodations that help my child learn. We're actually going to go to a different school. And that is empowering for parents. And just for them to know that, and just for schools to know that that's a possibility, you know, puts everything on a different level. In my mind, it changes the levels of the playing field.
The type of choice we love around here, school choice. We've been speaking with Peter Franson. He is the Associate Executive Director of Children's Alliance of Missouri. Thank you so much, Peter, for all of your time. The website there is seamteamwithac.org. We thank you so much, and keep up the great work that you're doing.
Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Excellent.